Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, June 28th. Let's dive into the news. Like always, we're going to kick things off over on YouTube. YouTube is going to start allowing users to block channels from the recommendation list. The idea here is that users will be able to block channels that do nothing but post conspiracy theories or talk about politics or share fake news all the time. The hope is that this cleans up the fake news problem that YouTube is currently dealing with. Moving on over to Google, one of the wealthiest companies in the entire world is still having problems with software bugs. This week, a lot of searches just quit showing search results. Google said it's a bug and they're looking into it. They quietly announced that they're going to be deprecating Hangouts on YouTube Live at some point later this year, probably because they'd like you to pay them money. Google also added mobile-first indexing information to the Search Console in a bid to help you see when Google's smartphone crawler started crawling your website instead of their more traditional desktop crawler. Google released a new small business portal this week, which does a really good job of helping small businesses figure out how they can give Google more money. A study of 150,000 websites by the company Fresh Chalk shows that if a company has a large number of Yelp reviews, this is highly correlated to ranking more highly inside of Google's search engine. The study also showed that directories like Yelp and Yelp itself dominate in Google's local search, beating out small businesses nearly every single time. Over on Facebook, the company has rebuilt their terms of service, working with regulators in the European Union to try to make the terms of service easier to understand. And they also took the time to explain how they use your data to sell advertising to marketers like me and probably you watching this video. Facebook is also testing an in-app toggle on their mobile applications to turn off those notification dots that show up on the icons at the very top of your screen. Facebook is proving that your content with Facebook is probably never as secure as you think it is. They're testing a way to allow WhatsApp users to take their content from WhatsApp and post it directly to Facebook.com itself. Over on Instagram, you're probably going to start seeing more ads soon. Facebook is testing putting ads in the Explore tab of Instagram, which instantly sent the stock price for Facebook Inc. skyrocketing. Snap and Chat is working with Papa John's to put out a new augmented reality filter on what Papa John's calls, and I'm not making this up, a collectible pizza box for the upcoming Spider-Man Far From Home movie. So if you wondered what Papa John's have been up to since their whole NFL thing, that's what they've been doing. They've been working on making collectible pizza boxes. The AR filter shows the Spider-Man logo made out of spider webs kind of suspended over the pizza box. Twitter is testing out yet another new version of the new Twitter design, which really sucks. So instead of the one that kind of sucked at the beginning of the year, they're giving us one now that is just much worse. So if you're a user of Twitter and you're on desktop, you're probably seeing a really ugly version of Twitter if you're in the test. If you are, just hang in there. They'll probably get rid of it like they have all the other versions until they come out with an even worse one for us to hate. It's bonus round time. Archive.org has updated the Wayback Machine, which allows you to see how websites looked in the past. Now they have a feature which allows you to see how a website or a web document looked in the past and how it changed into a future date. University of Cambridge researchers have released a study that shows that we can inoculate people against fake news on social media using a very simple video game. Now, in the video game, players pretend to be somebody making up fake news on social media and getting a lot of attention for it. Before they start playing the game, users are asked a series of questions designed to see how good they are at picking up fake news on social media. Then they play the game, and after the game, researchers present them with another series of questions, again trying to measure how good they are at picking up fake news on social media. The University of Cambridge researchers say that gamers who play this game are much more likely to pick out fake news after they play the simple video game. That's it for this week in digital marketing so far. Thank you so much, everybody who has tuned in for all of these episodes. Thank you, everybody who's actually subscribed. And if you haven't, do me a favor and head on down there and smash that subscribe button if you don't want Mark Zuckerberg to kidnap me and take all of my ideas.